Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, the evening edition. This is the Jazz Queen along with Mike Reynolds. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Tracy, driving in this rainy ice out here, but other than that, I'm doing all right.
Be careful. Be careful.
Yes.
Wow. All right. And so Mike had a one-on-one interview this evening with Kim Waters, so we'll talk to him about that in a little bit. I'm excited to hear about that one. But our guest is keyboardist Nate Harrison. He is back with this hot, hot CD rush. Love it. Hey, Nate, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Nate?
All right. And
Nate
is fresh off the plane from Dubai as well. So thank you for calling in and coming back on the show.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so I was telling Nate before we came on that I love this CD. His brand new CD is called Rush. The last time we had him on, it had not been released. But we did play one song from the CD, Different Kind of Love by Maxine Hardcastle. But Nate, This is a hot one. This is a hot one, Nate.
Oh, thanks. I hope it was well worth the wait for everybody.
Oh, yes. So what we're going to do is have a listening party. We're going to play as many songs as we can on this CD so that you can hear it. And my hope is that you will go and buy it tonight. Yes, it is available on Amazon.com, so we want you guys to pick the CD up tonight. Let me welcome to the chat room Cress, O'Neill, Robert Q. Diaz. Hey, Robert. Boney Fan Carol, all of the guests, thank you for joining us this evening. If you would like to call in and speak with Nate, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. So, Nate, let's start with Dubai. Fresh off the plane, how did that trip go?
You know what? It was really, really interesting. You get off the plane there, and they're speaking different languages in the airport. And, you know, at a lot of different airports, you can kind of understand what they're saying. But this one, definitely not. But the people were beautiful. The city is probably the most artistic city I've ever been to in my life. Every building, every skyscraper is its own work of art. You know, you go to New York City and they kind of all look like a square, right? Well, these ones, they twist. Some of them look like Twizzler sticks. Other ones, you know, have a Japanese flair, a Chinese flair. There's one that looks like the Chrysler building. I mean, it's unreal. And then lo and behold, you see the biggest building, you know, on the earth, the Burj, which is, I can't even explain. It makes you feel dizzy when you look up, you know, and you look up at the top of it. And the music was great. The fans were great. I can't wait to go back. It's just one of those experiences that were amazing.
Now, that building that you just mentioned, is that the one that's on the water?
You know what? All of them are very, very close to the water. I'd have to say about maybe a quarter mile to the water, and it's so tall that, yeah, it looks like it's right on the water. It's just huge. We need one like that here in the States. So if there's any city planners listening, let's get ourselves a big building like that one. You know.
I remember watching it on TV when they were building it. One I'm thinking of, I don't know the name of it, but it's the
Verge
one.
It looks like what's that movie? Follow the Yellow Bird. Oh, the Emerald City, with Doris and the Wizard of Oz, and it seriously looks like that, but just massive. It's the biggest building in the world, or the tallest building in the world, and you know, next to it there's normal sized skyscrapers, and they only come up to it looks like, you know, I'm 6'1". It looks like a little baby would be standing up next to me, you know, if I was that building. It's just so huge. I don't even know how to put it into words how big it is. So, yeah, just gorgeous, beautiful. And it's all glass, and at night they have the fountains, kind of like the Bellagio in Las Vegas. And they took it to another level, though. So you've got the fountains going to music, but then the whole entire building lights up as well. It looks like there's fireworks on the side of the building, and it's just crazy. I mean, money's obviously no object for that city. And you definitely can tell. And it's so clean, and it's warm. But from what I understand, in the summertime, it gets to 130 degrees. So I'm quite happy we went there in February.
Whoa.
February, yeah. 130. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's dry heat. You know, here in Detroit, you know, we get the humidity and stuff like that. So I'm thinking, yeah, I could take it. I don't think I could take it, though.
I don't think you would be sweet.
You could fry an egg on the roof of your car, you know. Go ahead.
For sure. You guys were there for 2 weeks. So how many nights did you perform?
Well, I had the opening night. That was me. I was the first guy to go. And then I performed with three other people, Darren Ron, Elizabeth Miss, and Julian Vaughn. Elfie Renee also performed, but Bob Baldwin backed her up on keys. And Down to the Bone also performed, and they have their own guys. You know, they have their own keyboard players and stuff like that. So I was a pretty busy guy, you know, going back and forth from rehearsal and the shows at night and stuff like that, but it was well worth it. It was definitely an experience to have. And just if to those musicians out there, if you ever have the chance to do it, you know, do it. It's unreal. And it took me by surprise. So
okay, all right. Well, Mike, do you have any questions? Otherwise, I'm going to go right to some music.
I just wanted to ask him, you know, our buddy Julian Vaughn went. So how did the young cats do, Elizabeth and Julian? Because I know they're the young cats out there that was with you guys. How did they do?
Oh, they did great, man. They did great. You couldn't get any better. Everyone's show went off without a hitch. You know, it was you could tell everyone was practiced up and ready to go, and you know, wanted to make a statement. And from the guys that have been signed to the label for a minute to the people that are trying to get signed or the ones that were just signed. I mean, I think we all kind of brought it, you know, and everyone left happy. The promoter was ecstatic. The label was ecstatic. And, you know, Elizabeth walked away with a smile on. She always has a smile on her face anyways, but you know, Julian, he was just ripping it, man, just ripping it from his own show, playing the lead bass, to my show where he played the normal bass, and Darren's show where he played the normal bass. It was perfect. Flawless. Flawless.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, let me just add one more thing before we get into the music. I know that you're also working with a young saxophonist named Phil Denny out of Michigan and everything. So how is that coming?
Oh, that's coming great, man. In fact, he'll be here on Friday to do another track. I'm doing a series of tracks with him, and in hopes that he himself can get a deal here shortly, you know, with the label. And we're just bringing the heat with him. You know, it's something a little different than what he's used to, and I think that's good. You know, step out of the box a little bit and get a little uncomfortable. I think I mentioned that last time we were on together. So that's working well, too. And, it's always nice to work with someone from where you live, you know, someone near, because it seems like all my clients are West Coast or way far East Coast, and not too many from where I live. So that's definitely good.
Yeah.
You're a busy man. You are a busy man. Everybody.
Yeah. little busy at this point. Yeah, a little bit, but that's good. I'm blessed to be busy because that means I'm putting food on the table. So it's
I hear that. All right. Okay, well, let's go into some music. First of all, tell us about the CD itself, and then I'll start with the title track.
Oh, Rush. Rush is the first track on the album. Gosh, who's on that track? Darren Ron's playing the saxophone. Mel Brown's playing the bass. Frank Selman's playing the guitar. We've got horn sections by Darren Ron on the sax, his brother Jason Ron playing the trumpets. We've got a brand new vocalist, a debut vocalist on that track. His name's Kevin Ron. He's a five-year-old from Denver. That's Darren's, his son. And he lets everyone know on that track that he thinks it's funky near the end, as you guys will hear. You know, this is another track that I wanted to have some fun with. I did that with more than just a couple there on the record. After about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, which would be normal air time for a song, I decided to open that track up and let the guys, you know, do what they do. I let Frank open up on the guitar. You know, I busted out some keyboard licks that wouldn't be normal for radio. You know, Darren went off the chain on the saxophone, and Mel Brown started opening up on a couple of tracks. So this was a statement track, you know, on the record, and that's why we put it, you know, in the first slot. So hopefully everyone enjoys it.
All right. From the brand new CD, Rush, this is the title track.
Thank you.
Hot fire. That was hot fire.
That was hot.
I like that. That was the title track from Nate Harrison's Rush CD. And I have a question for you, Nate, from the chat room. Roberto wants to know, did you do any damage to your keyboards in Dubai?
Oh, you know what? That's freaking hilarious. That's a hilarious question. I broke seven keys on the backline keyboard in rehearsal. So they had to go out and get me new boards for the show. So it was, yeah,
wow.
Right now I split my pointer fingernail straight up. So it looks like that nail might actually fall off here in the next, couple days. That happens when you're, rocking hard. And I definitely was. And I apologize to the promoter Anthony there in Dubai once again. About the broken keyboard.
Because you did that last year. That thing, didn't it happen last year?
It happens everywhere.
I saw a video of you and Darren Braun, and it looked like, oh, I know what it was. The keyboard looked like it was going to fall off the stand. That's what it was.
And that happened. Who showed that? Oh, that happened at Julian's show where the keyboard was rocking so hard. It almost fell off the stand. So it now I didn't break any keys live. They got wise and made me play on weighted keys. So I did break a board. Actually, I think I broke two, not just one. But I think nine keys in total were damaged there in Dubai. So
my gosh.
So, whatever. That's what happens when you're having fun, I suppose,
Yes.
But
he also wanted me to ask you about your producing Elizabeth Miss debut CD for Tripping the Rhythm, if you can give us an update on that.
Well, that's going well. She's going to finish her final track next week, and then it's off to the mix stage, and I'll have that delivered, signed, sealed, and delivered, mastered, ready to go by the 15th. So that's my drop-dead date for them. And I don't like to miss my dates, so no matter what happens, it'll be turned in on the 15th. So you guys could probably look for that record. I would imagine, don't hold me to it, mid to late summer. She's going to go have her photo shoots done and stuff like that here the 1st of March, 1st through the 3rd. So that's a pretty good indicator that, there'll be a record out there here in 90 to 120 days. So look for it. It's going to be hot. It's going to be cool. So.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right. The next song is Open Mic. Tell me about this one.
Oh, this one's my favorite on the record. It's got the horns. It's got everything. It just goes in this nasty, funky church groove at the end of the track, and this is honestly the one I always break the keys on. When we get to the end of the song, I just can't help myself. If I was in the church on Sunday morning, I'd be breaking the keys there too. So we're just bringing it home. You might as well just go ahead and play it because it is my favorite track on the record, and it speaks me the most. So
okay, all right,
yeah, I dig it.
This is Open Mic. That was Open Mic.
Yeah, that's my favorite, man. That's my favorite. Yep. Yeah.
Man, the name of the CD is Rush. It is available on Amazon.com. People, pick this CD up. You got to get this one. Got to get this CD.
Julian Vaughn was tearing that one up, huh, there at the end, man. He was just...
buddy. 6'7".
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, now, you mentioned to me earlier that you're going to be at the Oasis Jazz Awards, but you're not
performing. You know, I am. No, if I'm not performing, there's no spots left, but I will be there on some records for sale. I just want to talk to people, get their basic vibes, say thanks to everybody for spinning it, and thank the fans and stuff like that that are there, and just enjoy myself. You know, San Diego's my second home. I was stationed there for 5 years, and it's a place I love. It's a place I love to visit, so why not go for the Oasis Smooth Jazz Awards, huh?
All right. Now, a couple of people in the chat room are telling me what their favorite song is on the CD. Roberto says that Oso's Groove. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did. Oso's. Yep, that's him.
Okay.
That's my dog. Yep.
All righty. Yep. Oso's was grooving to this when you were making it, just like, you know, Neil's
Oso always comes down and chills in the studio. I mean, he's got his little bed, he's got his blanket down there and stuff, and he's just so chill that when I was writing that track, actually Frank Selman and I were working on that track. He's the lead guitar player on that one, and we were done. We needed a name for the track. I'm like, man, it's so chill and laid back, and you're playing the lazy piano, you know, you're not quite on the beat, and he's not quite on the beat playing the guitar. But man, let's name it Oso's Groove, because my dog's so chill. And you guys can see pictures of him up on Facebook, too. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I got some pictures of Oso up there, man. He don't look that chill, but he's pretty chilled out. So that's why we named it that. Yeah.
All right. We are talking to keyboardist Nate Harrison about his brand-new CD, Rush. This is a listening party, so I want to get in as many songs as we can because I want you guys to go out and buy this CD. So the next song is Oso's Groove. on Nate Harrison's brand new CD, Rush. Definitely pick this CD up, people. You got to pick the CD up tonight. Now, Nate, I wish Maxine was able to call in, but I know she's in London and it's like 4 a.m. for her.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have talked to her about her song on this CD.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play that one next. Mike, do you have any questions before I go into the next song?
No, I'm just loving the music.
Yeah, Maxine would have loved to call in. Maybe you guys can work something out. I'm sure she'd love to do something like that. At some point,
will.
You know. Yeah.
We'll have to get her in on a Saturday, so even at that point, even on Saturday and Sunday, it'd be like 7 p.m. No, it'd be 9 p.m. for her.
Yeah.
But Maxine Hardcastle does a song on this CD called Different Kind of Love. She is the daughter of Paul Hardcastle, and that's the song I'm going to play next.
Don't you know it's boy, I'm not laid away.
She has a beautiful voice.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she has a beautiful voice. Maxine Hardcastle with Different Kind of Love. Now, aren't you working with her? Is she one of your clients?
It looks like she may be here in the near future.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been right. working together for a while here, running ideas back and forth and stuff like that. It's a little difficult with the time changes, but it seems to work well.
And
I mean, that what you just heard is kind of a product of the Internet is what it is, because we've never actually met in person. So it's kind of cool what you can do these days with computers.
Now, I have a question in the chat room regarding the Osos Groove song. Ken was asking about the drummer. I'm sorry, not Ken, Roberto was asking if there was a real drummer or if it was a machine, drum machine.
Well, it's not a drum machine. I actually program all that myself within the software we use to record. So I pick the hi-hat in parts and I draw them out in what's called MIDI. And adjust it accordingly with the swing and all that kind of stuff. And that one was actually quite difficult to do on my own without using a real drummer because of the swing of the beat. But it turned out well. I mean, if Roberto thinks it's a real drummer, I did my job well. So thanks, Roberto. Appreciate it.
Now, Nate, now, do you play any other instruments besides keys?
You know, I play the saxophone.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think the market's pretty flooded with saxophone. When I was getting into it, and kind of still now, everyone plays the saxophone in this genre. So I felt, since keyboard is my main instrument anyhow, I figured let's play the keys. You know, so I think on the next record I'm going to break the saxophone out and play it a little bit here and there and see what happens. You know.
Oh, okay. Now another mention of a favorite song from the chat room is Iridescence with Cindy Bradley on it. So tell us about that one. I'll play that next.
Oh, that one's really chilled out. Gosh, I think I was listening to a lot of chill music when I was writing that out. Actually, I think I was listening to a lot of Paul Hardcastle because he's got that chill vibe to his stuff, real cool chillness. And then I was listening to a couple other things at the time, too. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna see if this record needs something to slow it down a little bit, and so this kind of popped out, and I gave Cindy a call. She said, "Yeah, I'd love to do it," and I think the product came out nice. It's just a mood track, and we named it Iridescence because it kind of changes color like an iridescent paint, If you listen to the sound effects in the background, it just kind of shimmers.
Before I play this, I want to ask you, has an artist ever turned you down when you asked if they would play on your records, on your music?
Yes, they have.
Really?
In fact, on this record, they turned me down quite a few times. And there came a point where I got together with my bud. I think everyone knows it by now, man. Darren and I are pretty good friends. And, I just said, dude, look, everyone's turning me down. They don't want to do it. Let's just team up and smash this thing sideways. And that's kind of what we did. And at the end of the day, you really don't need a big name on your record. You really need to just concentrate on making it as best, as tight, and as polished as possible. And that's what we did. And we've had some great success thus far at radio and sales. And I don't have a major name on the record.
Interesting.
Well, Maxine Hardcastle is a larger name. Cindy, I mean, everyone has a great name. I don't want them to take it the wrong way. I mean, I don't have a Dave Koz on the record. I don't have a Rick Braun on the record.
Yeah.
I don't have a Boney James on the record. And not saying that they're the ones that turned me down either. It's just I did go to some people and they said no. Our management won't let us. What can I say? If you go to the hip-hop genre, everyone sings on everyone's stuff. But in our genre, it seems like there's a little bit of selfishness going on, and that's too bad. So.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is Iridescence.
Iridescence.
Bradley on the trumpet. That was Iridescence from Nate Harrison's new CD, Rush. Nate, you mentioned Dave Koz, and Roberto just posted in the chat room that Dave recorded one of your songs, When Will I Know For Sure?
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah, one of mine in Darren Round's tracks, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I found his new record, Hello Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Boney James is on that one as well. Yeah, I was really, really blessed to have had that track picked by him. That was one of the dreams of mine that had, you know, come true from when I was younger. So, it's very nice. Very cool.
Yeah, cool. All right, one of my favorite songs on the CD is Lost in You, and I'm going to play that next. Tell me about this one.
Oh, Lost in You. I wanted to write a track for my wife, and so I needed to write a pretty one. You know, I couldn't write one that was all funky and nasty and dirty, you know, because that's everything she's not. So I had to write a nice, pretty one that reminded me of her, you know, when I heard it, when I play it. So, you know, it's Darren on soprano saxophone, myself on the piano, Matt Godina on guitar, Frank Selman on guitar, and I believe I played bass on that. Yeah, I did the bass and all the drum work as well. So it's very cool. Very cool track.
All right, this is Lost in You. That is so pretty. I love that. That is Lost in You from Nate Harrison's Rush CD. So there you have it. You have heard 6 out of the 11 tracks on the CD. It's on Amazon.com. People, pick it up tonight. Pick it up tonight.
Or else. That's what you have to say, or else.
Or else.
Yeah.
Or else.
Then they'll be like, or else what?
We'll stick Mike on you. How about that?
Yeah.
Great CD, Nate. This is such a good CD.
Oh, thank you.
So good. So good. So you're off to San Diego next month, and you're going to get back to work next tomorrow. So, you know, we look forward to hearing more great music from you.
Oh, well, it's going to keep coming, man. I'm already starting to compile tracks for the next one. So we're
all right.
So we're going. Yeah, Lori says that's the Detroiter in him. I'm looking at you guys' chat.
Yes.
Your chat right now.
So okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell Lori, I said, "What's up?
What's up, Lori?" She just came in. She's mad. She said nobody reminded her, so she's a little upset with us.
Well, she
sorry.
Didn't, tell her to check the Facebook page.
Well, Nate, thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, no problem.
Brand new seat.
My pleasure.
Touch. I appreciate it. And you get some
my
rest.
My pleasure.
And, yeah, we will talk to you soon.
Great,
and
I hope
actually,
so.
Lori is going to be in San Diego, so you'll see her there.
Oh, well, she was in Chicago, too, but she never said hi. So,
ooh.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's not good, Lori. That's not good.
Hi, Tamara. Tamara says hi, too. How you doing, Tamara? Oh, we can have fun with this chat stuff all night long, huh?
Oh, yeah. They are fun.
Yeah.
I love my TSJ chat. Love them.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, sir. You have a good evening, and we will talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, guys.
All righty.
All right, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's Nate Harrison. His brand new CD is called Rush. Definitely pick that up tonight. It's on Amazon.com. Great CD. Tonight, Mike had the opportunity to have a one-on-one interview with Kim Waters. So tell us about that, Mike.
It was an interview where I got called. I'm sitting there watching Yo Gabba Gabba as well. But
Lord.
So you can see her in the background watching Yo Gabba. Why I
okay.
explain this. But no, we had an interview tonight with Kim Waters. Yes, Yo Gabba Gabba is on right now, yes. And she gets excited when Yo Gabba's on. Sorry about that. But no, we had an interview with Kim Waters and everything, and a lady called me up and asked me did I want to interview Kim. So I said, sure, you know, no problem. So I wound up, we went to the hotel that Kim was staying at during his stay for his run at Blues Alley. It was a very upscale hotel. They allowed us access to everything, you know, the restaurant, the everything. They set up a corner for us to do the interview and everything. Kim was very nice, very patient. Like, we got there at 6. The interview didn't start until, like, 8:30. But he was very patient. You know, we sat, we talked, had a great time, and did an interview. And we had some blooper reels as well because I messed up a couple of times. But overall, we had a good laugh about it, and we had a good time.
Well, at least they can edit it out, you know, or play
right.
it at the
well,
end.
Right. Yeah.
Play
we
it
had a laugh. You know, well, I messed up on the outro. That's when I messed up when doing the outro. The intro went great, but the outro I kind of messed up. And he was like, "Look, bro, you got this down or what?" So we started laughing. You know, we had a great time. So we had a good time.
The camera wants to know, what did you wear?
Oh, my goodness. There she goes. I actually just wore, you know, my sport coat because, like, I posted on Facebook that, you know, with Kim Waters and Will Downing, those are two of the best-dressed guys in music, period. You know, you never see those guys just wearing anything. You know what I mean? They are sharp all the time. I mean, they linen, slack suit, whatever they do and everything, they always do whatever. And everything. So
well,
my daughter said she's okay
to
now.
Nick Coleon on that list as well.
Yeah, but Nick is on another level though. Nick is Nick and Stacey Adams cool. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
So he got the Stacey Adams suits, but Kim and Will, they're on another level of fashion, you know. And I told the producer, I said, you know, I was more worried about what I was going to wear than the question. I said the question was easy. I said just you know, but he was casual, so I told him that and about that, and he started laughing. He bust out laughing on that. So he said, well, I took it easy on you tonight, brother. He said, I'm just casual tonight. So I said, all right.
Well, cool. So, that's great. Well, good. I'm glad it went well. Your first sit-down one-on-one interview with a major artist, Kim Waters. So that's cool. Congratulations.
Yes. But that was, it went pretty well. Well, we took some pictures, so the pictures will be up, I guess, on Facebook soon. I don't know if I can have access to the video, but if it does become available, I'll post it and everything. You guys will be able to see it once it's ready.
Okay. All right. We got less than a minute to go. Saturday is my mother's birthday, so we are not on the air this coming weekend. We will be back on Monday the 28th with FOMO Deep.
FOMO.
So tune in for that. I'm sorry?
I just love that name, FOMO Deep. FOMO Deep. Not even FOMO Deep.
FOMO Deep on Monday
right.
night, 28th. All right, thanks to the TSJ Chatters for hanging out. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Michael, and our new website?
No, not up yet.
No?
I'm still
okay.
Working on it, not up yet. Okay. We look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again on Monday the 28th. Until then, keep it smooth. Everyone, have a great evening.